Coach's insights continue on CARE week 6 of the high school football season. Now a chance to talk to Moore Hill head football coach Brandon Wilkes. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health. His team losing to ACCHS last week 42-29. Record is now 2-3. Coach, when you break down that rivalry game last week and how it transpired, just what were some of the few takeaways from that game?
It was a close game. We were within a score with about 4 minutes left, and their best player made a play when the game was on the line, and it was a great play on his part. And I'm proud of our guys for competing in the, like I said, a rivalry game and being right there. And we just got a couple things we got to do differently to end up on the right side of the scoreboard. But it was a good game. I think it was the most competitive Marshall Atchison County game in a long time. The last couple have been pretty lopsided, and it was a good high school football game.
I know we've talked about the combination of Mark Harris, Drew Cottle throughout the course of the season. They've kind of been back and forth at quarterback, but it was Drew this past week who had a really big game, 320-plus total yards. He had 4 touchdowns. Obviously, when you have a guy that's kind of like a hybrid like that who can play multiple roles and produce in that way, what'd you see out of his game, and what was out there from ACCHS that was able to make him have a successful game?
Yeah, he did have a great game. They had a tough defense, I think, going into the game. They were giving up less than 7 points a game. And for us, we scored 29, and we felt like we left some points off the board too. But, probably one of the best attributes of Drew is not only is he a great athlete, but he's just, the game never gets too big for him. And, he made a lot of key plays, key third down plays. Going in the game, we're coming off what we thought was our worst performance in a long time, and one of the big things was time of possession. We put our defense in a lot of bad spots, and we asked Drew to go out there and keep the offense on the field and convert third downs and put together long drives, and he did a really good job with that, especially with his decision-making.
Talking with Moore Hill head football coach Brandon Wilkes, again brought to you by Amberwell Health. You get another tough one this week. It's Nemaha Central. They're coming off a 30-12 loss to St. Mary's, who going into last week, arguably the best 1-3 team in the state with the schedule that they had put together. They obviously are now without their starting quarterback in Zach Kramer, who was lost in the ACCHS game a couple weeks ago. But when you look at Nemaha Central, still plenty of athletes, very good defensively. What are some of the key things that stand out about them?
Yeah, they're a good team. They've been the district champs in our district for the past couple of years. And, we knew when the schedule came out that this was going to be one of those top tier games that, are going to measure where we're at. And, they get a lot of good players. I know losing Kramer is hard for them. We know what that's like. We've been on the short end of that stick a few times this year with some of our better players. And, it's going to be a football game. We hope that we can be there like we've been most of the time this year down at the stretch and, make the plays when it counts. Turnovers are going to be huge. The last time we played Nema Hall 2 years ago, the year they won the state championship, we were right in there with them. We lost by 6, and we turned the ball over 5 times that game. So that was kind of a turning point for our program that, hey, we got to take care of the ball. Ball security equals job security. So we know it's going to come down to that, and also do matching their physicality. They always are a tough team in the trenches, and we got to do that. But we've had a good week of practice, and we know that we're a 2-3 team. But that tells the whole story because we could easily be a 4-1 team. But we'll see. This is the game. The games in front of us are important.
Yeah, still plenty of time to get things back in the right direction. 3 games left in the regular season. We'll talk keys to the game and expectations here in a second. But you mentioned the district. Just want to get your quick thoughts. Obviously, the district meetings yesterday in Salina, setting up the schedules for the next couple of years. The district's changed a little bit. Obviously, you're still looking with Pleasant Ridge, ACCHS, but now you get the likes of Rossville and Silver Lake in the district for the next couple of years. So just quick thoughts on that and that district moving forward.
Yeah, I think it's a great district. I think Keisha did a good job, especially geography-wise. We know kind of where the championships have gone through in 2A the last couple of years, and we're excited that this puts us in a position not only compete against Silver Lake and Rossville that have multiple state championships, but Pleasant Ridge and ACCHS that are good programs. So, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And we're glad that, you know, districts is something that you can't control. Fell in a way where, you know, we're going to get a chance to get some of the best. So we're excited the direction that the program's going. And, when this year's done, then we know what lies ahead.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, as always, appreciate the time. You get Nemaha Central on Friday. What are the expectations for your team that you want to see, and then a few keys to the game as well?
Yeah, like I said, we want to make sure we take care of the ball. It's going to be a very important part of the game. Match the physicality in the trench, getting off the ball on the offensive, defensive line, holding their ground on defense, and, making plays. The offense, we want to kind of build on our better use of time of possession and, convert those few drives that we didn't convert last week. So I like our game plan, and I like the guys we got to hopefully execute it. And we'll see. It should be a fun night at Guy Galley Field.
More Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes joining us again, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Always appreciate his time each week throughout the course of the season to this point. Nemaha Central and Moore Hill, a very intriguing and important district game coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck this week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.